Hello, everybody. It's the Crazy Uncle. I'm back with a simple truth. And the simple truth is, ladies, every time you use the word intimidated or a man is intimidated by me in that context, I intimidate him. I want you to understand that's the wrong word. And you're setting yourself and all other women up for failure. Guess what? You're not intimidating anybody. And the right word will actually get you canceled. But you know what? I don't care. The right word is disgusted. We are disgusted with you. Every time you use intimidated to simply stand up over, I'm better than you because I intimidate you. That's crap. That is a bunch of BS. You know it. But again, you're snorting that copium, big old line of it, trying to say how much better you are than anybody. But the fact of the matter is, even though you're going to try and cancel me, the fact of the matter is you are disgusting. Every time you think you're intimidating someone, you're disgusting them. Why? Well, let me get into it. First off, you're going to say, well, look at this. I intimidate men because I went to college and I got my 8-year gender study degree with 4 years of underwater basket weaving with another 4 years of unicorn milking. And then I did an internship while I'm doing that about how 18th century lesbian dance theory affects the modern woman. Does that mean anything to us? No. You know what we hear? She spent a lot of time in college, most likely joined a sorority. And what'd she do? She went around because the sororities are trying to set you up for failure, and they do all the time. And they said, hey, go and sleep with all these guys. That's what you're supposed to do. No. Guess what? They set you up with guys deliberately who are diseased, and they know it. When you come out, it's a common fact that about 25% of all women who spend their time in college, especially those who join sororities, have a, again, 25% chance of being diseased. That is disgusting. That is gross. That is, and there's more, but we're going to get into that later. A lot of women will say, well, I have a high paying job. Well, if you're young and you got the high paying job and didn't get it in daddy's company, like, oh, I don't know, a few women, then we know that you climb the corporate ladder on your knees. We are disgusted with you. Now, if you climb the corporate ladder the right way and you end up in your 50s and 60s before you're CEO, COO, CFO, or whatever other corporate officer you're going to be, guess what? You pissed away your primary, secondary, and tertiary fertility window. It's just the way it is. And guess what? When you get that age, we're not looking at you like some hot 18-year-old piece of ass. We're kind of grossed out. Now, don't get me wrong. Some women can look good at that age, but most, no, absolutely not. And a lot of women that age, once they get to that point, immediately start blaming men for all their problems. Again, if you're going to sit there and bitch in our face, we are disgusted with you. Now, if you have a girl who grew up with a lot of money, especially on mommy and daddy's money, then we know what type of girl that is. She's a party girl. She's a horizontal oriented entertainer. Figured out the acronym. And honestly, she just lives the party lifestyle and she's always going to believe herself better than everyone else. And if you screw up her party the least little bit, sneezing at the wrong time is enough for her to freak the hell out. Most of them mentally unstable because they've never had to deal with consequences a single day in their life. Not consequences they couldn't pay off. Another one is, say you slept around with dozens or even more of men, women, or whatever the hell is out there. And once again, you are dirty. You're disgusting. We don't want to touch you after that. We find out about it, and the internet is forever. I grew up in a time where the internet didn't actually happen, so I can get away with a lot of shit. You can't anymore. Ladies, we're going to know. All we have to do is hook up one program, and we're going to know exactly how many guys you were screwing. It's not that difficult to do. And then you have the gall to say, well, you men are intimidated because I dated this grown man who plays a child's game, and no other man is going to freaking step up. No one ever is going to be the same as him. So you got screwed by Chad Tyrone, Jose, Lee, Ahmed, or whatever stupid name they are. You screwed the entire football team, then the entire basketball team, then the entire hockey team. Then you had a train run on you by everybody in the tennis club. You're disgusting forever to every guy out there. We know that most of those guys never protect themselves anyway. Duh. We know that. You're disgusting. And it's not even disgusting due to disease. It's got to do with genetics. Women, understand this, that whenever you have a man inside you, even if you say, oh, you can do it for a couple minutes, just make sure you pull out. The moment his DNA gets anywhere near your downstairs mix-up, even epithelial cells, which is your fucking skin, you as women have a natural reaction. It's called the chimera effect. The down and dirty of that is you grab on to the male's DNA and you hold on to it. The more DNA you get in you, the longer it lasts. However, why would any man want offspring with you? Any real man want offspring with you when you have 30 or 40 other guys' DNA already swimming around inside you? That's gross. And ladies, if you desire to live a life where everybody from your siblings to your coworkers, to your friends, to your own family will smile in your face, but you can see in their eyes they are disgusted by you. Have at it. It's your life. I'm not going to stop you. And before you say, oh, he's just shaming me, boo-hoo, what? Yes, I am. And you could you deserve some of it. You need some more of that in your fucking life. I'm not here to be nice. I'm here to tell you the simple truth. And the simple truth is you are not intimidating. Every time you say you intimidate a man, I want you to say that you disgust a man, because that is the right word. I'm done talking to you ladies, but guess what, guys? You're next. This is the Crazy Uncle, and I'm punching out.